Welcome to Make Your Impact, the podcast for successful women who want liberation from their self-doubt so they can take up space without censoring who they are. I'm Emma Elder, your confidence coach, who's going to help you understand exactly what you bring to the table and help you perform better as I support you to break free from imposter syndrome, fear of failure, judgment and rejection. Get ready to say goodbye to the daily doubt, overthinking, overanalyzing, and worrying what everyone thinks, and say hello to more fun, fulfillment, and acceptance of exactly who you are while stepping into the leader you are becoming. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Make Your Impact, the podcast. This episode has been a really off-the-cuff subject because it has been triggered by my client session, which I had this morning, and some thoughts that I just shared on my Instagram stories about being assertive and sensitive at the same time. So basically, within part of what we were discussing in my client session this morning was that it was about like being uncomfortable, being assertive. We were kind of talking about that mostly. And then there was an off the cuff comment about, you know, not wanting to be seen as sensitive when you're being assertive. And we didn't talk about it so much in our session, but it really triggered me personally in terms of many thoughts that I have and hold around this, which is that I feel that being sensitive and emotional when you're communicating, whether that's being assertive or just communicating generally, is seen as something that's quite inferior, especially in women. And I would say on the whole that the more masculine responses, and this isn't directed specifically at men, it's just masculine responses when you're being assertive and communicating, is to get elevated and to get angry. But that isn't labelled as sensitive. That's just labelled as like a little bit more, well, I guess it's labelled as aggressive, isn't it? Communication. However, when you step into more of a feminine response and become emotional and cry, that's really labelled as sensitive. But both of these things are examples of communicating with emotion. That is really all it boils down to. It's communicating with emotion. And of course, I think when all of us, in an ideal scenario, when we are communicating assertively, we want to be able to remain calm. We want to be really firm with what we're saying. We want to be clear with what we're saying. And we don't want to be dragged into a dynamic where you are communicating or responding in a way that you're being influenced by either your inner child voice or your inner parent voice. What I mean by that is your inner child voice can show up as somebody who's either like withdrawing and somebody who's kind of like giving in easily and taking the easy route, maybe not wanting to have any confrontation. Or your inner child could go the opposite way and become somebody who's quite rebellious. So no matter what is being asked of you or communicated to you, the rebellious nature of your inner child wants to kind of like put the walls up, like, no, that doesn't reply to me. No, I'm not listening. Like, and really shuts down the conversation. And then on the opposite end of that, there is another dynamic of your inner parent who can show up in a way of, rather than listening, they're just wanting to fix everything. And so they're not really actively listening to what's being communicated. They're just like coming in with like, oh, well, we can just do this then. But the person still isn't being heard the other side. Or your inner parent can show up as somebody who's really controlling. And so that can show up as somebody who's actually being like really demanding by what they're wanting, or kind of goes to that elevated nature in their communication because they're trying to belittle the person the other end of the communication. This is something that what I'm talking about here is actually called transactional analysis. It's a theory of communication. It's actually something that I do teach my one-to-one clients when I work together, and it's so, so helpful for understanding the dynamics of communication and your relationships and how you're even talking to yourself. So would highly recommend looking into that, but of course even more so working together, because I can definitely help you understand that in yourself a whole heap more. However, coming back to the topic of what we're talking about, which is holding assertive and uncomfortable conversations. I wanted to really use this podcast episode to kind of talk through a few different elements of things that I see cropping up often with my clients as like potential passive trip hazards. So even though you are somebody who's really successful, you're somebody who earns great money, you're somebody who's got great client testimonials, you're somebody who has incredible experience, you're highly skilled at what you do, you can still feel so uncomfortable holding assertive conversations. And this is actually really normal. And what can happen if you are somebody who has grown up in this kind of like good girl energy that I often refer to, then you can end up being quite passive in your communication. And that might look like giving in to others easily. So perhaps like, you know, if you're in a business, you're maybe like extending your payment plans way beyond like what is normal for you because you're just wanting to please everybody. You kind of just end up giving in to the demands or the requests of everybody, even though it doesn't work for you. Or perhaps it's that, you know, that person's come to you again with a really unreasonable last minute request, but you just do it because that's what's expected of you and you don't want to let people down. You're giving in easily. Other passive trip hazards can include things like generally just feeling really anxious or avoiding the situations that you know you will feel uncomfortable from, uncomfortable showing up in. So that can mean that you know that you have something really important and really worthwhile of sharing in a meeting or online, say, but you just hold back from saying it because you're just so concerned about the judgment that might come with, or whether the person the other side or the people the other side really want to listen to your opinion. And so, you know, you're not saying what you want to say in meetings. You're holding back from raising your prices and telling your clients. But, you know, this is not it. Like that is you being passive. And actually for you to feel like a really empowered, confident, successful woman that you already are, you need to be taking up space. And so this is going to be about you finding tools to kind of work through that anxiety so that you can show up and stop doing the avoiding in these situations. Other passive trip hazards can include things like when you're going to express a concern, you end up saying it in the form of a question rather than a statement. So this can sound like rather than saying to your client, whether you're working in a corporate company or your business, rather than going to them saying, oh, would you mind paying your invoice? You know, that sounds like a question. It is a question, in fact, that has like an element of passivity to it. However, if you say that with a statement, it becomes much more powerful. I need you to pay the invoice by tomorrow. It's a statement. It's a request. It's not a question. And it comes with much more assertiveness and a firmer, clearer tone, but it's still kind. It's not rude. Other passive trip hazards can include refraining from challenging inappropriate behavior, whether that's to you or to others, because again, that's going to bring up uncomfortable feelings and it's going to cause conflict, which is something that you just don't really enjoy. So, you know, if you're communicating with somebody about something that's meaningful to you, and then they're starting to become angry, for example, you actually have permission to leave that conversation. You do not have to tolerate being spoken to in any way that makes you feel uncomfortable. And actually walking away from a conversation is a form of challenging inappropriate conversation. And I would also say as well on this that when that discomfort comes up for you, when you are challenging inappropriate behavior, that there are tools that you can use again here to remain really calm and grounded so that you can stay in that situation and deal with it. So again, if that's something that you really struggle with, like message me because I can help with that. Another passive trip hazard, using excessive courtesy language. So, you know, if you've gone completely out of your way to help somebody, or somebody showed up and left you waiting for like over half an hour, you know, and wasted your time, And you just go, honestly, it's no problem at all. When the truth is, it's actually, you know, been a huge problem. It's been a huge inconvenience for you. Like when you're using that excessive courtesy language, it gives people permission to continue treating you like that and overstepping your boundaries, and not showing you the respect that you deserve, because, you know, you are a leader, you are an authority here, and you deserve to be treated with respect, and be acknowledged for what you bring to the table. And my final thing that I wanted to share was about when you are choosing to communicate in an assertive way, if you end up beating around the bush rather than just directly saying what you want to say, this can end up really making something that could be really powerful into something really passive. So if you are concerned that you're doing this and you have opportunity to prepare, I suggest literally scripting out what you want to say and practice saying it to yourself if you want to, because this not only helps to take the emotion out of it for you, but it also means that you're going to be really direct and upfront with saying what you want to say, and you're going to avoid that beating around the bush, uncomfortable feeling of having like the blood and tingly sensation rush into your face. The reason that I'm talking about these passive behaviors is because when you are showing up in that way, in that good girl child way, it reinforces unfair or self-centered behavior from other more dominant people around you, whether that's clients that you're working with, whether it's contractors, whether it's other employees, whether it's managers above you, etc. It's going to invite them to essentially take advantage of you. And when you are allowing that and giving permission for yourself to do that, then you're kind of like cheating yourself out of believing and seeing the worth and importance that you, your business or your work and what you have to say is bringing to the table. Like, it really is important and worthy of being heard and seen and respected. Now, I've covered lots of things that are passive when it comes to communicating in an assertive way, but what is not on that list is crying or showing emotion. And the reason is for this is because when you are communicating assertively, generally it's because what you have to say is something that really means something to you. But crying isn't a passive a behavior. It is simply you being a human, somebody with emotion, and demonstrating that because you really, what you have to say really means something to you. And it's really interesting because at the opposite end of the spectrum to that as well, people also believe that being assertive is somebody who's like uncaring or rude or selfish. But again, this isn't true. The point of this is, when we're wanting to communicate assertively, is that we're all worthy of being treated fairly and standing up for our rights. And it's essentially just communicating what you think and feel. That is what it is. And so that it doesn't matter if that also means that you have emotion when you're communicating, because that is part of what you feel. I find it so fascinating talking about this. So one of the things that I had just said about is about kind of like withdrawing or not holding back from saying what you want to say. And so I think it's also really important to note a couple of other things, which is one, that people cannot read your mind. So if you don't say what you want to say or what you need to say even, like, they are never going to know. And that is true for even the relationships that you have incredibly tight bonds with. So even your like husbands, your wives, your partners, your children, your parents, even those relationships closest around you, let alone the people that you work with day in, day out, or managers and people around you at work, they don't know what's going on in your mind. And so if you don't say it out loud, they're not going to know. And so it is really, really important that you do choose to communicate on the things that feel really important to you. And the second thing that I wanted to say is that assertiveness doesn't guarantee your happiness or fair treatment by others, which I think is a common misconception, that unless you have got what you want out of your assertive communication, then that, like, if you haven't got it, then you've not been assertive enough, like you're not good at being assertive. But the thing is, people aren't necessarily going to say yes, or they're not necessarily going to agree with what you say. And that's completely okay. And it doesn't mean that the person on the other side of the communication doesn't respect you or doesn't like you. And it doesn't mean that you're not good at being assertive. It's just a fact of life, because at the end of the day, you're responsible for yourself and your own thoughts and your feelings, behave and your behaviors. But the person on the other side of the communication is only also responsible for their thoughts and feelings and behaviors. Like, you are not in control of that, even when you put everything on the plate in terms of everything that you need to say when you're communicating it. The other person doesn't necessarily have to agree with you. So I think I love talking about assertiveness because it's something that is really closely linked to your self-esteem and your confidence. Because when you have good self-esteem, when you have healthy self-esteem, I should say, this will support your ability to talk about yourself openly and honestly without feeling self-conscious. So when you're lacking that confidence, that is where the problem is coming with assertiveness. That is when you're going to feel anxiety about saying what you want to say. That's when you're going to feel uncomfortable about how you can handle confrontation. And so one of the keys to being assertive is really truly believing that you are the best judge of your feelings, your thoughts, your needs and your wants, and knowing with every soul in your body that what you are saying is valid, right and true to you. And that part is really important. It's valid, right and true to you, but it's not necessarily right to everybody involved in that conversation. However, if it feels right and true to you, then this is going to really help you start feeling much more confident in saying what you want to say, because you know that what you have to say is right. So let's talk about what is important when you're wanting to step into the empowered, assertive woman who has permission to deliver her communication in whatever way feels right for you. So you're going to be somebody who's expressing all of your preferences, your needs, your opinions, your feelings, including all of those negative parts. So whether that's things that you're complaining about, whether it's things that you feel angry about, whether it's things that you feel resentment about, whether it's things that are making you feel emotional, and the positive things as well. So also expressing things that bring you joy and pride, and things that you like, things that you're attracted to, even if, you know, you're talking about romantic relationships, and paying compliments. All of this is assertive communication. It's just about expressing your preferences, needs and opinions and feelings. The feelings also matter. And you are going to be somebody who is refusing any unreasonable requests. This means saying no to those last minute unreasonable requests that you've been going along with, and actually starting to put some boundaries in place on your time and how you're organizing your life so that you can feel more in control. You can feel more confident showing up at work and in your business. You are also going to be somebody who is maintaining your point of view when challenged until you are convinced by facts, because even if it's inconvenient, you know, or someone else is upset that you don't agree or anything like this, like, it doesn't mean that you need to change your mind just because they're making you feel like you're being inconvenient by speaking up and saying what you think. Doesn't mean that you need to change your mind. Like, maintain your point of view until you are convinced by facts outside of yourself. Because going back to what we already know, you already know that this is something that feels right to you. And also, to be the empowered, assertive woman that's communicating in the way that feels right to you, you're also going to be initiating and carrying on changing or terminating conversations being led by how you feel. So this is so important. Like, again, it comes back to how you are feeling, and your emotion is really, really valid when you're communicating assertively. So actually, if you are feeling like the person on the other side of your assertive communication isn't being respectful, then, you know, that feeling is valid and you can communicate that. You can leave. Or you literally terminate the conversation. Or you can say, do you know what, let's talk about this. This doesn't seem like the right time to be talking about this right now. Let's schedule in another time that we can communicate about this when suits both of us. Because you want to get the best out of both of you when you're communicating in an assertive way. Yeah. So those are four things that you are going to be doing. But I also think it's really, really important for me to add that you, unfortunately, in my opinion, do not have a God-given right to be heard or understood. So you could communicate in the most clearest, firmest, calm way and still be misunderstood by the other person. And so, like I keep saying, the most important part of feeling empowered when you are asserting yourself is giving yourself the validation that everything that you are saying, everything that you're feeling, all the ways that you're thinking and responding and communicating, it's all totally validated. That has to come from you, no one else. Because if you're reliant on the outcome of the conversation to be the thing that makes you feel like you're good at being assertive or having uncomfortable conversations, you're always going to be on this roller coaster of some days you feel like you're doing it right and some days you'll feel like, oh my gosh, I'm hopeless at this. I'm never going to do it again. So if you're wanting to have some help right now to improve that feeling of inner validation and confidence to speak up and be heard, I'd absolutely love to support you. So if you have something that's bothering you that you want to speak up on, or you are coming up to an appraisal and you want to assertively ask for a raise, or you have a work dynamic that you want to address, or a client or contract that's like no longer working for you, and you want to communicate in these scenarios in a way where you're feeling empowered, you're in control, you're calm, and you're communicating in a kind but firm and clear manner, then a Confidence Boost Power Hour would be so, so beneficial for you. So within these sessions, we are going to remove any of the mindset blocks that are in your way and causing you any overwhelm or anxiety and stress. And we are going to create you a really empowered mindset that means that you're going to present you, your business, your work and your skills with justice. It's £99 and you get a detailed action plan of tools that you can use again as well. So that means that this is a confidence boost that lasts. The link for booking in your Confidence Boost Power Hour is in the show notes. And of course, if you've got any other questions or you want to chat about more details, then come over to my socials and say hi and we can converse over there. This week's song of the week, my confidence song of the week, is called Me and You by Thames. It's something that went around on Instagram like probably last summer, but I absolutely love it. I've literally been listening to it on repeat this week with all the glorious sunshine that we're getting here in the UK right now. And I really feel like it's just such a fun like summer jam with your window down. Like I love it. So I'd highly recommend going to listen to it and feeling really great about yourself. And also, I wanted to take a moment to say thank you so much for being here. Like if you love these episodes, then please just go ahead and follow the show and rate and review whatever platform you're streaming from. And I'm just really grateful that you're here because there are so many shows that you could have possibly listened to today and you have chosen this one. So thank you. For now, I'm going to wish you take care and I'll be catching you on the next episode.